This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Ooh, somebody dropped food on the floor and they served it.
I don't know what that means, but I'm gonna need further explanation, all the details, how long you washed it for after.
Ugh. Well, naughty, naughty, naughty. I'm gonna call him his real name.
Ooh.
Brian.
Dang, Brian.
Hey, Allie and DZ. I was making food for our neighborhood holiday party last weekend.
Not the neighborhood holiday party.
And when I was putting everything on the serving platters, some of the brats hit the ground.
Dog.
I looked at it. Then I looked around. Nobody saw.
So you put them back on the
tray. I grabbed and put them back on the platter. I figured 5-second rule plus what nobody knows won't hurt them.
Yeah, nobody saw.
I told my wife later when the party was over. She said she could not believe I did that to our guests.
Wow.
So am I the jerk for serving food that I dropped on the floor? Please help me and my wife settle this debate. Thank you, Brian.
Listen, I guess in a circumstance like that, I can hear why you were like, whatever.
I dropped stuff on the floor, though, and I looked around and been like, nobody saw that sausage. Throw it back in the pan. Wipe it off.
It's when it's my pan for my food only, bro. I'm not serving food. The 5-second rule applies when that stuff is going in your mouth.
I have to know how long it was since the floor's been cleaned before I can answer that question.
And the thing is, it's a holiday party, so are you expecting all your guests to take your shoes off? There's too many layers of this where I go,
but
nah,
I
kind of
want a brat now. That's the problem. I'm kind of hungry. Brian wants to know if he's a jerk for serving food he dropped on the ground and he was cooking for the neighborhood holiday party.
What you could have done and what I think would have sufficed, this isn't advice, but you should have tossed it back on the grill for a quick half second to give it a quick little bake again.
Nope, didn't happen.
You didn't do that, though. You straight up, no, you needed to burn.
What if there was still snow on the ground and hit the snow?
Even worse, snow is also dirty. Snow is also dirty. I hate to say it to you, but I'm saying jerk, bro. I'm saying jerk. You did nothing. You ain't even wipe them off with a little, like, nothing.
No, nothing. He said nothing, dude.
You did nothing. You looked around. You made sure nobody saw. You wasted time on your 5 seconds.
Somebody said, how is this a question? Yeah, you're a jerk. If you're serving other people, that's nasty. If it's your own family, your germs are your germs. The jerk. Wait. Oh, I thought they were going to say if it was your family, it was okay. But if it was other people, it was not.
Kinda.
Somebody did text that in.
Kinda. If
jerk,
it's only you.
Serving it to your family's fine. Non-family, absolutely not.
Cool. Not. 100%. That's exactly what I said.
Oh, Fred and Franklin, what did he say here? Megan and Waukesha said, not the jerk. There's probably grosser things that they've encountered.
I can guarantee you there's probably grosser meats that you've eaten for sure, whether stuff fell on the ground or not. I'm glad that you were confident that your floor is clean. You can't expect that of the guests that are in your house.
Fred and Franklin is the one that said, jerk, don't play with other people's food. It's that simple. He didn't. He just felt bad, so he picked him up. He wanted to make sure everybody got him.
You should have made sure those were your brats then. Whichever ones fell on the ground went to you and you only.
414-533-1037. He wants to know if he's the jerk because he was cooking brats for the holiday party and the neighborhood. He dropped some, and he put them right back on the tray and brought them in. And somebody said, that's why I don't do potlucks. That's what they texted in.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are crazy. All right, we're going to talk to you guys next. Jerk for, you say definitely jerk.
Definitely jerk.
I say not the jerk because I've totally taken food off the ground for 5 second rule. I admit it. Call me gross. I don't care. I'm not going to lie to y'all.
You stand 10 toes on it, dog.
Not going to lie. All right, we'll talk to you next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Is Brian the jerk for serving food that he dropped on the ground at the neighborhood holiday party? He was making the brats. When he was putting them on the serving platter, one hit the ground, maybe a couple. He said, I looked at it. I looked around.
Nobody saw me.
And I put it right back on because nobody knows. And my wife was very upset when I told her when the party was over.
He said, the bride's going to keep brighten, baby. Don't nobody taste extra seasoning.
Well, let's go to Saucy Sandra. She's already to go off.
Oh, boy.
I answered the phone. She's like, hold on. I got a question.
Okay.
Saucy.
Morning. Good morning. Hey there. Hey, my friend.
Hey. Okay, what was your question?
First off, was it dropped in the house or outside of the house?
We don't know, but I thought he was grilling. But nobody's around, I thought he was grilling. Or he's in a private kitchen because he's rich.
Some,
I don't know.
Right. Some people cook their brats and stuff indoors.
In the house.
I would have been outside with the grill, personally.
Yeah, totally.
But it sounds like it was an indoor endeavor where you was cooking them on like a flat top or something on the stove,
could've
right? I don't know.
Or boiling. It could have been either. He's just transferring them to the platter and it dropped.
Let's assume inside.
What is wrong with you, dude? Suckers. You should have rinsed it off in the sink before you put it back on the platter.
Well, this isn't what would DZ do. This is he the jerk.
This is am I the jerk?
So I'm going to say he's the jerk. But on a side note, I'd just like to say to Tony and Racine.
I knew this was coming. Yeah, go on. 100%. Go on.
You know, I remember when you got your theme song. You're not an OG. However, you can be a second string OG.
Regulars are fighting on the air.
Second tier G.
All morning long, this has been going on.
You're 2G, not OG.
It started with Ryan.
He's the second string. He'll be the
Willis. Then it started with Tony and Racine. Now it's Saucy, because the question of the day this morning, not the real question, somebody texted in and wanted to know who the first OG of the OG, like who the original theme song holder was.
OG.
And so this started a fight all morning long, because we seem to not be able to have an answer to this. It should be...
Well, Ryan, Bella, and I were on the phone, and Bella has a picture, and Bella, we looked at the picture, and it is all confirmed. I'm telling you,
and it was the professor with the candlestick in the library. See what I mean?
All right,
we're gonna fight about this at the regulars party.
I still love you, Tony.
Goodbye.
Bye, Sauce.
It's going to be great.
What's up, bye.
Love, peace. Dude, she says jerk, though. She says jerk.
Our regulars are wild, so when they start fighting, it's just so entertaining. You just sit back. You're just like, all right, go for it, guys. Have at it. So she said jerk.
Love me a good fight, well, especially during Am I the Jerk.
Nick is in Tosa. He's not a regular, so he's not getting involved. He's got no skin in this game.
No
okay?
horse.
Hey, Nick.
Not chair. Not problem.
Hi, Nick.
Good morning.
All right. Is Brian the jerk for serving the food he dropped on the ground at the party?
What'd you think?
Nope.
Oh, not the jerk.
Huh? Nick, I know you joke. I know you're joking.
I told you.
No. You know, pick it up. Give it a quick inspect. Back on the platter.
Nobody knows.
Out the door.
At a party? At a party.
I mean, this isn't a restaurant. It's a party. I know. It's weird, but.
You know what I mean? Like, this isn't waiting.
Only jerk move. I didn't get the invite. I don't know what neighborhood he's in, but I'm in the wrong one, apparently.
He would have eaten the floor brat. Got it. No, I got it. You would eat the floor brat.
Honestly, now that we've been talking about brats, I want one so bad. I'd eat a floor brat at this point if I didn't know.
If you didn't, I mean, at this rate,
I'd be lying if I said I hadn't dropped food on the floor and eaten it. I feel like most of us would be lying.
You never had a
5 second rule in your life?
For myself. Never for anybody else.
Hey, Nick, how old are you?
The dog could have licked it.
Nick, bye. We don't need to know how old you are.
I was going to ask him a question to see if I need to know how old he was first.
We don't need to know.
Never mind. I was going to ask him if he watches Seinfeld, but he'd have to be old because there's an episode where George takes food out of the trash. And if you know, you know. It's a classic episode, and it's yes.
I got family trauma with food out the trash.
He's nodding his head in here.
We ain't talking no trash food.
Bye, Nick.
Goodbye, Nicholas. Full name, if that's your actual
Courtney's
name.
Courtney's in Racine. We're actually split down the middle now. Is he the jerk for serving food he dropped on the floor? He was serving it at the holiday party.
Nick was trolling. He said the dog licked it. It's cool. No way.
No, that's not cool.
Too far. Courtney?
Hey, Courtney.
Morning.
Good morning.
All right. You're the tiebreaker. Are you ready for this?
You didn't expect it?
I did not expect it, Nick. This is why my mama said you can't eat at just anybody's house. That is 100% jerk.
Boom.
No.
You guys are all too good for everybody, aren't you? Oh, you're so bougie you need the food that never hit the floor. Well, good for you.
Yes, yes. You know what? Yes. Too bougie. Bougie. Le bouge.
Fancy.
Très bouge, if you will.
For myself, I have. Yes, I have.
Thank you.
Anybody else? No, and that is
That's
why my
fair.
Mom has taught us.
Okay, you know what? I can receive that. If it's you're eating it, fine. I have never given it to anyone, minus my kids.
Exactly. If it's me and mine, if it don't look, it's fine. If it don't got a bunch of cat hair, dog hair, like, we're
at
the
party,
crib.
I would die.
At a party,
I
never in not. My days,
well,
son.
Like, if he put it on a plate, a separate plate, and said, okay, this one dropped on the floor, I'm going to eat it. By all means, go
I respect
ahead.
It. I
but
respect
don't
it.
Don't put it on the platter with everything else.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Courtney, you bring up some
right.
good points on
I've
that one.
I've come around. I'll say jerk. I'll be with you guys. Fine. Because I'm still saying. But I admit it. I mean, I've eaten food off the floor. The 5-second rule is a real thing.
I think we've all admitted
just,
it, right?
But I think, yeah, doing it at a party is probably not the nicest.
A little too,
let's
little
be
too,
real.
Little
but
too
who makes good meat? Again, you bougie people.
Très
right.
bouge.
Thanks for calling, Courtney.
Bye. Love you guys.
Love you back. Have a great day. Bye.
Are you surprised that anyone said not the jerk? Like,
I
are
am.
You surprised Nick said that?
I am genuinely surprised Nick had the gumption to call and say, hey, no, it's fine. Because it. Again, like you said, for yourself, that 5-second rule applies. I've dropped something and been like, oh, I've seen the boys drop something and gone, oh.
Mm-hmm.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
I have also rinsed it because it needs a rinse and then given it back to him. If it don't need the rinse, it don't need the rinse. Whatever. But at a party, that's where the line gets drawn, and that's where the potluck don't be potlucking for me.
Cassie in Hartford texted in. She said, he's the jerk. He should have ate that brat himself or at least rinsed it. And now everybody who went to Brian's and ate a brat will never go to Brian's again.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.